Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. So the summer holidays are in full swing, the kids are up, causing chaos, but what can you do to help keep things moving in your business? What can you do, what strategy can you use that's going to help you get through this day by day as you try to keep your business running but with no routine? Because let's face it, when the kids are home and they need entertaining, then normal rules are out the window. And one of the tricks that I use is batching. So if you don't use this anyway, then this is really handy. Now, I tend to use this regardless, because batching is when you do the same task, but several of it. So you may batch a week's worth of social media posts. So you get the post written, you get your graphics, you get your videos ready, and you schedule them all in. But you'll do this in one go. You may batch a month's worth of newsletters. So you'll get them all written, all the links in, all ready to send out, and schedule them so that they then go out over the month. But you do it all in one go. And batching is really, really handy. And it actually is quite a good productivity tip generally, because when you're switching from task to task, it takes a little while for your brain to refocus. But if you're in the headspace of writing newsletters, it's actually more productive and you get more done if you write several in one go, because you're in the zone and you're getting through it. And you can use this for the summer holidays. So in the evening, once the kids are in bed and you've got some, finally got some quiet time, you can sit down for an hour and batch something. You can batch your social media posts for the week. You can batch your Pinterest pins. You can plan your videos for the week and then get them done later. The batching is getting all your content ready in advance, and so it's there, going out on a schedule, on automation, so you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about posting live on social media. Get it scheduled, it will go out. You don't have to worry about being there to press the go button to send out a newsletter. If you batch it, you can schedule it, it'll go out automatically. And it also helps you make the most of your time, because we have far less time than usual in the summer holidays because we've got to entertain the kids. And because you're getting into that headspace, you're getting into that zone and just powering through and doing, writing several newsletters in one go, it means that you're more productive. You get more done in that time. And so it helps keep things running on a smaller time frame. And, it's one of those things that it's kind of a trick of the trade. It's not often that we jump from task to task and just run our business in a day. And for my YouTube channel, I will record several videos in a day. If you're watching this video, you can see my setup behind me. I've still got my camera set up there, waiting for more videos to be recorded. But that's how we do it. I tend to do all my editing in one go. I tend to do all the descriptions for the videos in one go. And I'll do several all at once. But I'll do the whole thing for one task. So instead of doing a whole video in one go, record it, edit it, write out the description, schedule it, I will do each task for several videos. So I will record several videos, then I will edit several videos, but I'm doing it all in one go for several. And it means I'm not jumping around, because I get more done that way. But it also gets me through the summer holidays. So Today, I've been recording videos. I'll be recording more in the morning. I'll get the editing done later this evening because the light's gone. I can't do it and I'm child-free today. So I'm picking what I'm doing as and when I get the chance. And that's the other thing about the summer holidays. You do what you can when you can. So if your quiet time is in the middle of the day and you've got videos to do, then do the videos. It might not be what you would usually do in that time, but sticking to our routines, you know, is a luxury at this time of year. And batching helps you take advantage of those time periods that you have. It just makes sure that you are the most productive for the time you have, that the circumstances you have, you're taking advantage of. So if you need videos and you need good light, then the second you have the light that you need, you do the videos, regardless of what else you've got on your plate, regardless of what may need doing first, you do what you need to, you know, as the circumstances present themselves. Routines go out the window and you do have to accept that. And most of us, you know, we want our own crochet business in part for the flexibility of time. And school holidays is that time when you use that to the max. Flexibility is not happening the way we want. We are dealing with it. It's put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club. Kind of survival time in our businesses. We cannot function as we normally would, so we function the best we can. Well, everyone is in the same boat. You are not alone in this. Every, you know, small business owner with kids is going through the same thing. Nobody's business is functioning as normal. And, you know, you will see that things will slip. If people have been really organized and planned ahead, they've already done all their batching and they can get everything out relatively on time. But many can't. Either you didn't know about this, doing this in advance before. You've been so caught up with stuff you didn't have the chance or didn't think of it. Or like me, you're just naturally chaotic and you can't plan that far ahead. I can get my batching done about a month in ahead and that is it. My brain can't cope with anything else. But that's the way of it. Everyone works different ways. Everyone's business works a different way to somebody else's. So there's no right or wrong ways of getting through the summer. You do what you can. But batching is a great way to do it. And it is just doing one single task, but doing enough of it to last you a week, 2 weeks, a month. So that you take advantage of being in that headspace. Because if your head is there and you are zoned in on get social media posts written out, that is far more productive than trying to jump around between tasks. So even if it's not something you would normally do, it's a tactic to get your business at least publicly, you know, running normally. No one can ever tell what's going on behind the scenes through social media or through newsletters. They'll only know if you tell them. And the thing about small businesses that are based or have a big presence on social media, it sounds kind of sad, but it's true, is that if you miss posting for a day or two, most people won't notice. Because attention spans are short. There's so many different businesses and channels going through their feeds. And everyone else is busy as well. They're not going to notice so much. So if things do slip, if you don't get batching done, if you don't get things scheduled, if you're not there to make your live content as you usually are, most people won't notice for a day or two. Even longer if you don't consistently post anyway. And because everyone's off the phones, everyone's out and about, they've gone off on holiday and they're out visiting family and friends. People aren't looking on their phones as much right now. They're not shopping as much. So if you're not getting as much done, it's not a bigger deal. Unless, of course, you are really, really relying on those sales to come in to get your bills paid. And then you've got a bigger problem. And then you've got to post more than usual because you need to be appearing in people's feeds as soon as they pick up their phones to check their social media, to check their emails. You have to be there. And so you need to get more visible than usual. And that's just the way this time of year works. It's an unusual time for businesses these few weeks of the summer, but it's part of business that you kind of have to learn how to deal with it. And tactics like batching, getting things scheduled in advance, having things on automation and going out is just a way to take the pressure off. So you don't have to be there at your desk, at your computer at the regular time. You can do it in advance or you can do it even just a day or two in advance. Get it all done in an evening so it's automated and ready to go out. And it just takes that pressure off, but make sure that your business and your crochet stays visible. Chaos reigns right now. And in a way, there's kind of no point fighting it. It's there for everyone. So why not embrace it? There's only so much you can do to keep things running normally when the entire country is not running normally right now. So we do the best that we can. Batching is my big, you know, greatest tool. It is my business even outside of school holidays. But have a go at it. If you haven't tried it before, then it's an absolute game changer because it means that you can get into that zone and really be as productive as possible for the time you have. And it does take the stress away. It means you don't have to be there live and it means that you can be so much more flexible in your day than if you were trying to do things as you normally would. Normal isn't here right now, so things do have to change a little bit. And as we explore how we navigate that, we may just find some tips and tricks that helps us going forward. So thank you for listening. I hope the summer isn't too painful to get through and that you're having a great time with the family, regardless of how it affects your business. But if you would like more tips on building your crochet business, then come and follow me over on Facebook. You can find me at Crochet Business School. Follow the page and I shall see you again soon. Bye for now.